USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. As the presidential election is only weeks away, both President Trump and Democrat candidate Joe Biden are stumping full speed ahead. President Trump from the White House.
So you've just marched to the White House because you understand to protect the lives of black Americans and all Americans, you have to have your police support you. You have to have that. If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them. They're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Joe Biden is in Erie, Pennsylvania.
We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people a day dead. The president was told a little while ago, when he was told 100,000 people a day were dying, you know what he said? He says, it is what it is. Well, it is what it is because he is who he is.
USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with health care costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hurricane Delta, now a tropical depression, is weakening as it travels over land with nearly 11 million people in the storm's path. FEMA's Peter Gaynor tells us power outages are plaguing the area.
But right now, what we see are power outages in Louisiana, about 688,000. In Texas, about 107,000. And in Mississippi, about 92,000. So power seems to be the issue right now.
Do you trust what you hear about politics? Chances are you're not alone. USA Radio News, Val Dior has more.
A new survey conducted by Gallup for the Knight Foundation found 81% of U.S. adults polled said they're concerned to some degree about misinformation on social media swaying the White House race. Nearly half of all respondents, 48%, said they're very concerned about misinformation tilting the race, while one-third, 33%, said they're somewhat concerned. Both Democrats and Republicans were surveyed. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The vetting process will start this week to examine whether Judge Amy Barrett should be a part of the highest court in the land. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
The 48-year-old Judge Barrett from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has the potential to change the entire direction of the U.S. Supreme Court by replacing Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. Matt Staver of the Liberty Counsel, who has argued several cases before the U.S. Supreme Court, believes the Democrats will come out attacking the nominee.
They are diametrically opposed between the Ginsburg judicial activist philosophy and the constitutionalist originalist philosophy of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And that alone will ultimately affect some significant changes in decisions going forward.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
President Trump has picked up another nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize after a Finnish member of the European Parliament called for the American president to receive the honor. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas was in the Oval Office when the call came in.
To get an agreement between Arabs and Israelis, and now within the span of 29 days, we have had two. And so this doesn't just happen overnight. This is years of policies that President Trump started putting in place at the very beginning of his administration.
The Finns Party wrote the Nobel Committee to nominate Trump for the 2021 prize. USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pride.